Amy Klobuchar ramps up Nevada operation, hopes to catch rivals. By Joel B. Polak on February 12, 2020. Senator Amy Klobuchar, DMN, is ramping up her efforts in Nevada. Following a third-place finish in the New Hampshire primary on Tuesday that injected new enthusiasm into her presidential campaign. NBC News' Amanda Golden reported that Klobuchar will have over 50 staffers on the ground in NV by tomorrow, Thursday, and two field offices in the state. That news came several hours after the campaign said early Thursday morning that it had raised $2.5 million since polls had closed in New Hampshire. NPR called Klobuchar the Great Moderate Hope, a label that had once applied to former Vice President Joe Biden, whose political fortunes are flagging after a fifth-place finish in New Hampshire. Klobuchar's positions, however, are not so moderate. She is one of the co-sponsors of the Green New Deal first introduced by Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, DNY, which proposes to move the entire U.S. economy to solar and wind power within 10 years, all while expanding the welfare state. On immigration, Klobuchar now supports a path to citizenship for illegal aliens, though she once took a harder line. She was an enthusiastic inquisitor against Supreme Court Justice Brett Kavanaugh during his 2018 confirmation hearing, questioning him about his high school drinking habits when he was a high school student. However, while she supports universal health care, Klobuchar supports a public option, rather than Medicare for all. She shows some empathy for pro-life views, even though she disagrees with them. And she says she would keep the U.S. Embassy in Israel in Jerusalem. Like other Democrats, she wants to raise taxes, but has not gone as far as her rivals in proposing a wealth tax. Nevada will be an important test for Klobuchar, as other campaigns have been active there for far longer, and the state is far more diverse than Iowa or New Hampshire, with a significant Latino voter bloc. The Nevada caucuses will be held on Saturday, February 22, after a debate on Wednesday, February 19. Joel B. Polak is senior editor-at-large at Breitbart News. He earned an AB in Social Studies and Environmental Science and Public Policy from Harvard College, and a JD from Harvard Law School. He is a winner of the 2018 Robert Novak Journalism Alumni Fellowship. He is also the co-author of How Trump Won, The Inside Story of a Revolution, which is available from Regnery. Follow him on Twitter at @JoelPolak.